Do you want me to zoom? Do you want me to zoom?
No, that's okay.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Naked and Feral. I am Lisa Botello, and I am a sex coach.
And I am Sandy Jane Nelson. I'm a life coach.
And today, we are going to be talking about abandonment traumas and issues.
Yeah, wow.
I know,
it's a lot. You went straight to it.
Hell yeah, I did. Let's get this shit on the road.
Oh my gosh, we have a lot to talk about, and oh my gosh, here we are. We're going to be wild, raw, and free.
Hell yeah. So I just wanted to let you guys
know. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Because
you don't know what I'm going to say.
Talk about wild and free. This is real, real girl talk and real life situations. Mm-hmm. And this is what you guys should do. I mean, you guys got to love us. And I got to love Lisa for being raw and real right now. Mm-hmm. And so, I can't believe she's going to do this.
T, Mr. T, Big T is dead. He is gone.
Maybe.
No, Sandy, bless your heart. I love you with all my heart. But I can honestly say with a full gratitude and full heart that I have did nothing wrong. The only thing I can think of is that I wanted a sun sail out in my backyard. He said he was going to do it. He didn't say do it on the days that he said he was going to, so I did it.
Listen, Lisa knows how to be in her masculine. She knows how to, like, freaking
build
things. I've helped her build fence.
So I went.
But I was, like, just a little carry girl. I carried the little, the
right,
like, but the little she can dig the hole, drill the thing. Like, I don't know if you guys seen our Goddess Day. I asked her if she wanted help with, like, setting up for our Goddess girls. I hope you guys make it. Some of you guys come to our Goddess Day. Even if you're far away, maybe there's some way we could do it online that you guys can make it
to. Yeah, that would be fun.
But anyways, Lisa, like, set up the whole freaking tent and moved all the couches and chairs, the antique couches and chairs and the vintage.
Yep.
And she made it beautiful and waterfall and no help from me.
Aw, but it was still pretty.
Anyways,
I wanted a sun cell, so he didn't do it.
Do you guys know what a sun cell is?
It's like a shade. It's like a fabric shade that gives you shade in the summer.
She has this big post. Like what she wants done, I got to ask my husband or his brother. My husband's brother is visiting to help with some honeydews and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I took pictures of and maybe they can help me with. But it's nothing I can do.
Right.
But Lisa, you know, she gave the guy a chance to build this stuff and...
And I wasn't begrudging him it. I was like, oh, he works hard. You know, I'm just going to do it. So I set my post 3 foot in, cemented 2 bags each, have it at the right spot, right... height that's 8 foot tall, so it's perfect, and the fireplace goes perfect underneath it. Anyway, comes home and he is grumpy. I guess I should have set those motherfuckers 4 foot deep.
Oh my gosh, and 4 foot deep. You got so mad to go 4 foot deep.
I know, come on, petty bullshit. It's like really, really.
Because she did it, and it's like, if she would have set it 4 feet deep, it would have been too short, actually, because I went out there and,
right.
I mean, like, too short for me, and I'm a short person, and right. He's a tall person, so I don't know why he got his panties in a bunch.
I don't know, and honestly, that's probably why we're talking about abandonment issues, because yes. I think that's just the biggest thing, is like, you imposter motherfucker, I'm not going to leave, I love you, I'm not going to leave, I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, and then all of a sudden... You set the post fucking 3 foot deep instead of 4 foot deep. Peace out, bitch. I'm out. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And my inner panther, what I call my temper, I call a panther.
Yeah. And mine is a lion.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to unleash her and say, you know what, you fucking motherfucker. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? But I didn't. I know in my heart that I was full of class. That I was full of nothing but love. And he left.
yeah, he left, taking everything. Like, how sad is that? And
it's okay.
You know, I don't know. I don't get it. But I think, like, something like that, this is what I call, I don't know what to call it for men, but for women, when we act like that, I think we've talked about it. We call it, like, our baby goddess. Mm-hmm. You know, we act mm-hmm. like a child, you know. Mm-hmm. And for them, they're little boy. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going to be a stompy mm-hmm. pants. You did it without me. And I'm going to be mad. And I'm going to walk off and forget you. You know, the abandonment issue. And
which triggers something deep in me.
Oh, does it trigger everybody, Mama? Right,
because, you know, abandonment issues can stem from childhood, or they can stem from past relationships, or they can stem from all of it, or they can stem from anything like that. And
I'm
the imposter of it. I'm sorry. I'm going to be raw. Like, it's like, you fake motherfucker.
I don't know if he's being fake. I think he's just being his little boy, and he's gotten away with it. Just like we get away with our baby goddess. I think, you know, we're, you know, like for me, I call my baby goddess, she likes to be a little stompy pants. Mm-hmm. She stomps around. Right. Sometimes she slams a door. Like,
I know, but when you're telling somebody you love them and you're never going to leave them and everything's great and we're talking about future plans and everything, I can honestly say was great up until then.
I 100% agree and believe you and on
so
all that.
Then when so, yeah, they leave, ahead. You're like,
what the heck? What did I do?
Fucking fake fucker.
Right.
Really?
I get that.
Rather the men in the dating world out there stop wearing the sheep's clothing. Stop acting like something you're not. Y'all are fucking wolves. Act like a wolf. Tell me you're a wolf. Say, hey, I'm a wolf. I'm going to come in and eat your face off. I'm going to fucking hurt you and stomp on your heart. You know what? At least I can see it coming.
I get that, but I think they've gotten away, especially at our age, they've gotten away, and I could see it with my children too, but they've gotten away with being the little boy, and he's getting away with it, and he's being a little stompy pants, and I'm going to walk off. And so this is the reason why I really feel like we need to talk about our abandonment issues. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to go to the extreme. I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave you. Like,
I want a divorce.
F you. I want to leave you. I want a divorce. Like, mm-hmm. this was it. This is, you know, I'm not going to go through this again.
Right.
What did he say? Something about bridges or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, he kept saying, like, because all I kept telling him was, please speak kindly to me.
Mm.
Just speak kindly. You can get your point across without growling at me and being mean. And he said that he's heard that before in his life from all the bridges that he's burnt.
Ooh.
And so now I have this bridge telling me the same. And I said, a bridge? Mm. You're talking about women, so your category's okay.
Yeah, and so he's burning the bridge, right? And so what pattern is that? That's a pattern
of the fuckers.
Of burning. I'm going to burn the fucking bridge. I'm going to mm-hmm. abandon her, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to. And maybe he's afraid of getting too close or whatever, but whatever. Sometimes we have our standards and boundaries, but also mm-hmm. there's another thing we could talk about. Did you know that that's his boundary? You're supposed to, like, what he has to say or right. else you're going to leave?
Right.
No, yeah, you no. didn't know that. That's bullshit.
Well, then he went radio silent and he wouldn't speak to me anymore because then he pulled over the victim shadow upon himself.
Right.
Well, I just can't say anything right. And I said, you can tell me anything. Just speak kindly when you do it.
Right.
He just sold up. And it's like, I'm sorry. Do you really think it was the log? I think it was something stemming from more. Maybe he was doing some shady shit and felt guilty. Or maybe, how do you just worship the ground somebody walks on the day before? And then all of a sudden, boom.
I don't know. So, well, I mean, to be continued on all of that. Because this is really, this happened last night, everybody. And
oh, yeah. I'm a trooper. And that's one thing I can say. And that's one thing I want all of you women to do as well. Use your past traumas. Use your past scars and past hurts and wounds to lift yourself up in a time of struggle like this. When you're in a deep time, this is when I'm like, baby, I'm going to shine.
Mm-hmm. And, like, let me tell you, Lisa has done a lot of work, and she showed me the text messages, and she showed me she was really wanting to talk it through and work it out, mm-hmm. and he's just burning that bridge, like mm-hmm. you said.
Giving me the fucking thumbs up emoji. Women, how does, am I the only one that that infuriates when like I can't even speak right.
No.
Makes me angry. When you get that fucking thumbs up.
My husband does the thumbs up.
Doesn't that make you so angry? It infuriates me.
I don't get the thumbs up that often, but I think he gets it to other people.
Right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Thumbs and it's up. Like, do not really. Yeah. Wow. And all I kept saying was, wow.
So, yeah. So, here he is acting like a little boy. You know, what we call baby goddess in us women, right? Mm-hmm. And throwing a little temper. And he's abandoning you. He doesn't want to talk things through. Mm-mm. You know, on to the next or
he
whatever.
He actually crawled in bed when he wasn't talking to me. And I'm just like, we promised each other we would never go to bed angry. Let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. And then he just started yelling and actually rolled over. And so I got mad and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get mad at him. I'm not going to. So I went shopping at Ross for an hour, came home. He was gone.
Yeah. And like here, Lisa did everything. She defused it. She, you know, when she left, another, when she did leave, she could say she's, you know, coming right back. I don't know if she did. Mm-mm. It doesn't. It, anyways, you can say
he
that.
Wasn't talking to me, so what am I going to talk to a wall? Hey,
for sure.
Hey, sweetheart, when you're done throwing your temper tantrum and being mean to me in my own fucking home,
right?
Fuck you, dude. Like, no. And I handled it the way that I'm extremely proud of, but I promise you, if I get poked anymore by him, the fucking panther's getting unleashed and it's going to feel wonderful.
No, that's giving your power away.
No, you know? It'll feel good.
Oh, I know it will feel good.
It'll feel so good to pop out an eyeball.
I know it would. Woo. But you know, you know what? You handled it with class. I'm very proud of you.
I'm very proud of myself,
too. I'm very, very proud of you because the Lisa before
would have punched him in the throat. And laughed at him. Yeah, no, for real. And so women, it's hard out there. You're not the only one going through the struggles. And that's why I choose to live so raw on this podcast is because I don't want y'all to feel alone.
Yeah, for sure. And like, kudos to Lisa for, being raw and real right now, mm-hmm. Through a heartbreak because, mm-hmm. I mean, we really fought. I mean, like, Big T was like...
Big T, we thought, ooh, just what was it? Two podcasts ago.
It was just like everything.
Everything was what... He was seriously
the best. I think it was more than two podcasts. Three podcasts ago.
Right, but he was the best...
But it was even before that, but we didn't say anything.
Right, he was the best imposter I've ever seen.
I don't think he... Maybe
you don't love somebody as much as they said that they love you and just be able to discard them like they are a piece of trash on the street.
So this is why we're talking about abandonment issues. So he doesn't know any better. That's how he was taught, whether it was in his relationship before, his parents, that's how he was taught. You don't want to do how I want it, then I'm going to leave. And that's it, you know, impending doom.
Right.
Why does it have to be impending doom? And it's something over something silly and stupid that you guys can work through. Everybody should be able to work through and give it some time. Even if it's a, you know, I know Lisa talked about, we always promised we weren't going to, you know, go to bed, you know,
angry.
I'm cool with going to bed and giving each other time to defuse and then come back the next morning and... You know, even the next morning, give a hug and like, let's start this day all over. And then we could talk this situation over later. You know, don't continue mm-hmm. the baby goddess, the little boy attitude. Mm-hmm. And just diffuse that energy and really give time to think about each situation. Mm-hmm. This situation is so easy to talk things through. Mm-hmm. And also let things go. Okay, da-da-da-da. You know, the drive-through method of the conversation where you can understand each other and move forward. If you want to have a happily ever after in your life, mm-hmm. right? If you want to have mm-hmm. that, then you gotta be able where you can talk things through. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have your standards and boundaries. You didn't know that that's a boundary. You better do what I have to say mm-hmm. or else I'm going to abandon you. Mm-hmm. You know? And then you would have been like, fuck you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
In the conversation before. So when we do our standards and boundaries, a lot of people think, oh, he crossed a boundary. Or, oh, she crossed a boundary. But did they know the boundary that they crossed? You know? So I really feel like you should talk about the boundaries, you know, when you're dating before the relationships, and these are like some things. These are because you say you bring up, all right, when you're dating, are you this, this, and this?
Oh, like, absolutely, these are in the beginning, but whether or not they believe you, I don't know. And like I said, it's just tell me you're a wolf when you're a wolf.
Yeah. You know, maybe he's a wolf. I don't know. I hope he's not a wolf.
Oh, he's a wolf.
Yeah, but from what we hear, there's more, some more stuff that we might have encountered, but we're not sure. So he could be a wolf, you know. So
never that know. Sucks. I don't care. Whatevs. Life goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you girls aren't the only ones out there, and just stay strong. And keep healing yourselves. And,
And just, oh, here's the other thing about the abandonment issue that I want to hammer in. Mm-hmm. Ladies, I'm sure you guys do it too, and it's something I think everybody should be taught in this world. Never use the abandonment weapon. Never.
Oh, yeah, never.
You know? Talk things through, and then you guys could sort it out, and maybe
that should never be on the table.
No.
Unless you mean it.
Everybody uses the abandonment weapon. Mm-hmm. Children, you know? Children. Mm-hmm. The abandonment weapon, you know? And were they taught by us, and we were taught by our grandparents, childhood trauma, don't use the abandonment weapon. Oh, I'm never going to talk to you again. I'm going to block you, and you know, I know that sometimes we have to have where we have our space from people, and you've given conversation and conversation, and you got to have those people out of our life, you know, for a moment or for a long time. I know that there's those, to save yourself through heartache and, the energy and all of that is just not good. But
don't ever use it as a weapon. Don't ever use, I'm going to get a divorce. I'm divorcing you. I'm leaving you. I'm going to my mother's. That's been like an age-old one. I'm going to my mom's.
Yeah, or with children, you know? You know, I have one son that uses it all the time on me, you know, and it hurts. I wish he was mature enough to not use that on me. It could be, you know, manipulation tool or whatever. He is so loved, and I'm giving him his space or whatever, but you know, and then he comes back and talks to me, you know, which is great, you know, and I give him the compassion that I pray for. He's just going through some issues, but we, you know, our children could use abandonment issues, and I don't, you know, just be like, okay, I'm going to cool off. I'm going to, let's talk about this issue later. And then, you know, like a week or two, it could be a week or two or a month, but I don't think it's a good conversation or a good topic for us to talk about right now. Let's move on to the next subject. I love you. And, you know,
right.
I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. That should just never be on the table with the family. That should never be on the table. Anyway, you want to wrap this one short, or do you have more questions?
So on this note, I think let's do our second podcast on, and this podcast was supposed to be probably about another blowjob, but we're not going to do that. How does your usual first date go, or what's your ideal date? I want to ask you, Lisa, what's your ideal date?
Yeah, do I answer it now or
no? Answer it on the next podcast.
Okay. We'll do that.
We love you. And if you have a subject that you want to talk about, or you guys want more on this abandonment issue,
email us at nakedandferal@gmail.com. And we'll be happy to answer that. And I love you, girls, and we will never leave you.
We love you.
Love you.